time to say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our City Hall update on Tuesdays. How are you today, Mayor?
Doing fine, Joseph. Good morning.
Out in the wilds of spring weather here in New England.
That's right. Nothing new. Same old.
Thankfully, no school buses this week to slow things down.
Exactly.
What'll be happening?
Good week for the kids.
Yeah. Is this a week to get caught up on school maintenance in the buildings?
Yeah, that's typical. Those things that you can't do while the kids are in the building, public buildings, tradesmen, they go in and do those kinds of things so they're not disrupting anything in particular. Obviously, emergencies, they'll do at night and overtime, but things that can wait, they can catch up on a week like this.
Yeah. Has any decision been made yet about having classes canceled on Election Day this year?
It's in the calendar, so the final vote on the school calendar is, I think it's the first meeting in May. And what happens is it goes into subcommittee, we vote on, and then it sits on the table for a couple of meetings, it's out there publicly, and then take a final vote. But it looks like Election Day will not be a school day the way the vote is so far.
Okay. That's just the final election, right, not the primary?
The final election, the primary day is, it's early this year, so it wouldn't interfere with the kids anyway. It would have, the teachers would be in for professional development, but I don't think this year would interfere with the kids at all. This has been an ongoing issue over the years, Joe, whereby some school committee members, I remember Joanne Bragg years ago talking about it, that, you know, the buildings, it was a concern that you've got people in the buildings in this day and age, even though we know most of those people are just good people, they're out to vote, but it just makes security that much more lapse on a day like that. Therefore, you know, would it invite something that we wouldn't be happy about? So that's number one. Number two is the parking and the traffic issues around school day with an election makes it a little more challenging and probably a little less safe out on the crosswalks and the walkways around the school. So I think it probably makes some sense overall. And, you know, again, we've talked about it for years and finally making a decision about it. Anytime you make a change in the calendar where it's another day, then, you know, the concern gets a little stronger about June when nobody wants to be in the building as the weather gets warmer. But right. I just think it makes sense overall. So I think it'll end up in the calendar this way. It's there now, but the final vote is until May.
Okay, very good. Of course, also in May will be your budget presentation. Any insight into that right now?
Well, we're working it. I mean, I'm still meeting with certain department heads that have specific requests beyond what they have today. I mean, we'll have to bake in some kind of a reserve appropriation if we haven't resolved the contracts, for example. All the contracts are up. We did the 0 and 3 the last 2 years. That ends end of June. And then, of course, it's an August to September date for some of the school units, including the teachers. So we're working hard on that as we speak. And, of course, we've got some challenges with expenses going. I mean, there's some stuff there we just can't completely control because the cost of things are just going crazy, including the cost of fuel for the fleet, for example. We've had a good price on that for a few years now, and times are different. So those kinds of things, electricity, gas, fuel, those things you can't really control the price of. So there will be some increases in the budget reflecting those items and a few little increases here or there as each budget is kind of tweaked. But overall, it's not a big change. It's not like looking at something completely new.
Do you anticipate an increase in the public safety complex budget?
When you say the budget, you're talking about the construction, or you're talking about the budget once it's built?
The construction of it.
Okay, we're still working that through, and you know, we've done some value engineering, we've done some shifting. It may need a little bit more. We know that again, we went to market at a difficult time with pricing, but it is what it is.
I know some site preparation work is already underway, and the animal shelter is preparing to move to a temporary location. Is that right?
That's correct. There's the homeless shelter, which has to be moved, and that's going across the street, and that's going pretty well. They got some good grant money and state money to build that, and that site work is well underway. In the animal shelter, we've located I don't know, there's no way to really describe it other than the big green garage building at the rear to Tisquantum Gardens out by the Ayers Auto Body Place. So if you were, there's a road next to the Senior Center off of Tisquantum Street that wraps around and goes to the bus yard, and it goes to Ayers Auto Body. There's a big vacant garage back there that went with the Naval's, whole Naval housing area that we have secured for a temporary shelter, animal shelter, and that work is nearing completion, I'm pretty sure, so we'll be able to make that shift fairly soon.
Okay. And then what's the status of the permanent animal shelter?
Well, we've, again, done some value engineering, we're finalizing that. We'll be going to the council as part of the capital improvement plan. We'll be going to the council this May, not only with my budget, as we talked about, but also with the capital improvement plan. Mm-hmm. And it will have some other requests for appropriations in it, including for the animal shelter. So it's again, we're going to market, so to speak, at challenging time for pricing, but nonetheless we need to move forward.
Okay. Mayor, has there been any information regarding the city's settlement with the big pharma manufacturers from the opioid settlement?
Well, the Attorney General Mara Healey announced a major settlement last week or the week before there.
And yes.
I think it was last week.
Yep.
It was done at Boston City Hall, so Mayor Wu was the host. There were a number of communities represented by the mayors, and a couple of state folks, including State Senator John Keenan. And she announced, you know, the percentage breakdown between state and will be distributed to municipalities over the next, I don't know, 18 to 20 years, I think.
Yep.
So I didn't look up the final number on ours, but my guess is it's probably in the, you know, $200,000 range a year or something like that, which would be then used again for the continued fight on substance abuse and the addiction issue. So I don't know that we have got the final number, but it should be in that range.
Okay. All right. And I did read that the tourism department's getting some money as well to promote a new tourism guide for the city.
Yes. Dagny's done a great job, and she certainly has. She's been in this role in another community prior to coming to Quincy, so she gets the game. She understands the cycle on appropriations at the state, so she was successful in the grant, which is going to help to hopefully bounce back our tourism program. I know the Park Service is opening up, I think, around Mother's Day this year.
Yes.
So that is a good sign. That usually brings tourists, as well as our own is a little bit separate from the Adams story. In that it's more of the other Quincy stuff, including the Adamses, but you know, you get tours of the Hancock Adams Common, the Hancock Cemetery, the crypts, of course, is the burial places of the two presidents and their wives. And I know we work with the church of the presidents on that and coordinating that. And then the Park Service, of course, the birthplaces and the Peace Field with their visitor center, President's Place, will all be open. So hopefully, you know, we'll see a more robust tourism season, and the experience for the tourists is much better today than it was years ago, because there's a lot more selections for other things, including some great restaurants when they're in town, which is obviously a good thing as well. Because the President's Trail, which the Quincy Chamber of Commerce worked with the city on, Timmy Cahill and his crew, and worked with our crew at Fitzgerald and all to put up those beautiful, handsome blue and white signs, which kind of describe the different historic spots in around Quincy Center, known as the President's Trail. So, you know, we're in a good place. We've got things in ready to go, and hopefully they will come.
Yeah, I know the Dorothy Quincy House is opening again soon after a big renovation. Josiah Quincy House just had a big renovation. They'll be opening up as well. So there are plenty of places to go.
Yeah, and some folks don't understand, but they're run by different entities.
Right.
Dorothy Quincy is the dames. It's owned by the state. And, of course, Josiah Quincy is owned by New England, I believe.
Yep, New England Heritage in Boston.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so they're not open every day, but people should check in on those dates when they are open.
Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, Mayor. Stay dry out there.
No, it's all right. It's good for the flowers. Everything's been starting to bloom. The forsythias are out in bloom, and Okemee cherries. I'm seeing the tulips come up, and daffodils. So it's good. New beginning. Springtime.
And allergies are here, too.
Amen. You always have to kill the moment, Joe.
Just a realist, Mayor.
Have a great week.
Thank you. You, too.